This is the Marketing Development Podcast, brought to you by the Marketing Development Academy, the online community designed to help you develop your marketing business, skills, and career by exploring the world of marketing and entrepreneurship. Here is your host, Pete Everett.
Welcome to this episode of the Marketing Development Podcast. My name is Pete Everett, and it is now 2020, and the podcast is back after it's taken a short break. Thank you so much for bearing with me and allowing me to take a few weeks off. There was a few reasons why that needed to happen, but as promised, it is the second week of January 2020, and the podcast is back. And what I want to share with you today is a little bit of the vision about what is in store for 2020 and some of the plans that I've been putting in place. Now, before I get into that, I want to paint you a little picture because it is currently Sunday, the 5th of January, 2020, and this episode will be live in about 8 hours' time. And I'm currently sat in my home office with a glass of red wine and a few notes. And this is getting all very sort of zen, I suppose, at the moment. But what I've spent the last few minutes doing is thinking about this episode, thinking about the podcast coming back. And over the few weeks that we've been away, I've really been weighing up what's been going on, the pros, the cons, where I'm putting my effort. Because, you know, running a podcast, just like running a business, it takes time, it takes dedication. And I wanted to make sure that this was where I wanted to be or where I needed to be. And it is. This isn't an episode that's like, hey, we're back, but we're going. That's not what's happening here. The podcast is here and it's here to stay. Some of you will hopefully be pleased to hear. But this, what I wanted to do was just make sure that I am developing the right tools to serve the people that I want to serve the best. So as I've been considering what's in store for 2020, and I'm going to get into that a little bit more, I've gone back and I've revisioned or reconfirmed, I suppose, who exactly it is that I want to serve and how I want to serve them. And that's something that I recommend you do for your business. Maybe you should have done it before now if we're diving straight into the first week of work in 2020, but you know what? It's never too late to start understanding or re-understanding who your audience is. So for me, this is people who do marketing on a day-to-day basis, or people who advise others on their marketing or marketing strategy. It could be people who tactically deliver marketing or content on a regular basis, or people who run marketing agencies. Ultimately, though, all of those groups of people can be summed up by people who need to be accountable for their marketing results. So I can see that looking back on 2019, the data that I get from the podcast, the themes that come up in the group, the questions that get asked by people that have purchased the Demystifying SEO course, for example, the messages that I get through Messenger, not a day goes by where I don't get a message from somebody asking about something. So I've basically spent some time looking through all of those questions, making sure all that data and making sure that what I am delivering and the feedback that I'm getting back marries up with the people that I want to serve. And actually, if those two things don't marry up, which side of it needs to tweak? Is it that the content that I'm putting out is attracting the wrong type of people? Or am I the people that I'm wanting to serve, that idea, that sort of persona that I've got, is that correct or does it need a bit of a tweak? So that's one of the things that I've spent some time doing over the past few weeks. When I look back at 2019, there have been four things that have particularly stood out to me. And I'll tell you what they are in a second, but they're the things that I want to look back, that I look back on, and I want to turbocharge those, essentially. The first of those was the launch of Demystifying SEO that happened. Well, the pre-sale started in January 2019. The course actually launched in February. And to begin with, I ran it through live with the first set of delegates, and that went really well as kind of a sort of mastermind roundtable type thing. But ultimately, that was never the end product of the Demystifying SEO course. So really, the second launch that came sort of in June, and then again, we launched it, we did a Black Friday special in November. those two were really the sort of actual marketing deliverables, if you like, of demystifying SEO. There was this sort of first, that the first initial launch really was a pre-sale, a product creation, an MVP, whatever the heck you want to call it. That's what that was. So I need to treat that slightly differently to actually the rollout of the course as a product. And I've got to say, all three launches, including the first one, all of them passed my expectations and targets, and I was blown away by the way that the course was received. Now, that's not to say that I instantly want to dive into creating more courses, although there may be more courses in the future, but it's to look at, you know, that was serving a particular purpose, and how can I build on that, and how can I add more value to the people that have already taken that? You know, those people, demystifying SEO is very much it's more than a beginner's guide, but it doesn't go into anything advanced with SEO, and it doesn't really help people that run agencies sell SEO. It's about tactically delivering the stuff. So, you know, that there's an ecosystem that could be created in there. The second thing that really touched my heart in 2019, and this was something that took some time for me to realize, but it was growing the podcast community and providing a safe place for questions to be asked, be them about marketing, be they about business, be they about entrepreneurship, be they about, I don't know, even just doing a job, to have this safe environment. And I know that I did a couple of different types of media on this, and a lot of the feedback and personal conversations I have is with the podcast community. And it's funny, when you think about growing a community, you know, it's not something that you realize overnight. It's not like the launch of a product, like the course, where, you know, you put a sales page live and instantly you start to see a result. The thing with growing a community is it takes time. And because I engage with it every day, it's one of those things that, you know, you don't notice. Is, you know, if you have an ailment, a physical ailment, you don't always notice it. It takes somebody else to look at you and say, hang on a minute, are you okay? Because this doesn't seem quite right. Now, there's nothing wrong with the podcast community. I'm not likening it to an illness or anything. But it's a similar kind of thing, in that because I'm in touch with the community every day, I don't see the growth necessarily that happens, because it happens so organically and it's just there. But actually, when you spend some time and you look back at it over a 12-month period, my God, I've been absolutely blown away by the way the community has grown, the way that people have started contributing in the groups, the connections that have been made, the topics that we've covered. It has just been incredible. So, you know, thank you for being part of that journey in 2019, if you were there. And I really, really look forward into building more of that in 2020 with you. The next thing that I wanted to look at was identifying the trends of things that have happened in 2019. So by that I mean both sort of in general marketing kind of terms, because that's my topic area, but also in terms of the sort of practices that we do, the questions that come through, the content that we create. And I can start to look back at my own stats. Considering the podcast will be 2 years old in March, so now I'm starting to get sort of 2 years worth of data coming through. I can then start to look back and say, you know what, the podcast is a brilliant base level. But then on top of that, things like live video. I hate doing video. I don't hide the fact. I hate doing video. But I need to embrace it. It's a comfort. It's out of my comfort zone, but it's a barrier I know I need to push. And if Alex Curtis is listening to this, or Chris Ducker's listening to this, or Lee Jackson's listening to this, then, you know, they've sort of broken out of that. And I know Alex in particular dedicated 2019 to video, and he has seen some massive growth in his YouTube channel and in the quality of leads he's getting into his business through doing video. So I need to notice that. I need to identify that. I need to look at the video stuff I have done. And I also need to look at the missed opportunities for video in 2019 and see how I can rectify them moving forward. Also, you know, that also rolls out into social media and that kind of thing. One of the things I really struggle with, and I have done for weeks and months, is the marketing of the podcast. You know, when I schedule these things to go out, they get scheduled. A social media post gets written, it gets pushed out into a number of places, and then very often that's all that happens. And you know, as I've said before, this takes time, it takes effort, and I'm not necessarily getting the most out of my own content, so I'm not really practicing what I'm preaching to people. So, you know, how can I develop these podcasts into more than just an audio file that gets shared through a podcast player and expand the reach of them? Because that's only really being true to what I'm saying. And that leads me on to the fourth thing, which is looking at the delivery of content through different media. I do have a limited amount of data that I can look back at. I'm a statistician. I'm an SEO guy. I'm a developer. The stats are what speak to me. So I need to go back through those, and I have been back through those. And I've looked at the different types of content that have been created. And as I say, I need to work those into a plan for 2020. So what's coming for 2020? The title of this was a little bit of a teaser, but you know, I am going to say what's coming in 2020. The very first thing starts next week, which is I'm trying something new, and I've signed up to a business mastermind program for 2020. And that's happening in London. I know some people that are part of it. I'm not going to say exactly who it is or where it is or any of that kind of thing. But it starts next week. And I'm really open to seeing how this is going to develop my business. And part of the reason that I want to do this is that I've got a number of different plates that spin with my business. And it wasn't really intended to be that way. So I need to prioritize what's right. I need to look at different means of growth. I need to find some clarity. I need to try and identify some contact points where some of these things can come together, and then also identify things that need to be standalone. So that's the first thing. I'm trying something new, which is business masterminding. The second thing I'm going to do is launch something new. Now, this isn't going to happen for a little bit of time. It may be a course, it may be a product. I've got some ideas in the fire. I'm not going to tell you exactly what they are just now. I'm sorry, I'm going to keep you on tenterhooks for those. But I also have some collaboration opportunities in place as well. So this really is going to come out of the clarity side of things as to which way these avenues could go. But that's one of my goals for 2020, is to launch something new that may be paid, may be free, maybe a mixture of both, but I want to launch something new. Launching the SEO course really cemented the sort of quality or the benefit of putting out a quality digital product. And I want to make sure that I keep on growing that side of my business, because it is going to be key moving forward. And it, to be honest, it's just something I enjoy doing. So there we go. I'm also going to focus on building my agency. Now, for me, and I have to get brutally honest with myself, I suppose, when I start looking at my own agency, just like we all do when we look at our own businesses, because, you know, they're our babies. They're the things we put our most time and effort into, and then to critique them and to criticize them, it can be a bit difficult. But the four things that I need to look at with my own business are our own agency marketing and making that into more of a lead generation tool. I need to have better delegation from me down to my team, but also within my team. I need the business to be less reliant on me. Because when I look back at 2019 and 2018 and 2017 with the agency, and I identify the points where the agency struggled, a number of those were down to me being a bottleneck for certain things. So I need to make sure I'm not a bottleneck. So it does need to be less reliant on me. And then I also, and this is just this final one is something that never goes away, but it is to increase my recurring revenue. And that should be the same for any of us that run a business, be it a marketing business or a service business in some capacity, but to build that recurring revenue month on month on month, because ultimately that's the baseline that gives you the confidence to grow your business and grow your team the way that you need to do it. So they're the four things I'm going to look at in building my agency. And then we've got the podcast. And as I say, it's not going away. It's going to be the same podcast. It's going to have more guests. It's going to have more advice. It's going to build an even better and stronger and safer and more valuable community. And I can't wait to see where this is going. You know, if somebody could bookmark this moment and then I could come back to it again at sort of the 25th of December, well, maybe not Christmas Day, you know, like the Boxing Day idea, 26th of December, 2020, and look back and, I can't wait to see how my mind's going to be blown in 12 months' time. So that's basically, they're basically the four things that I'm going to be working on throughout 2020. That's what's coming. That's what's in store. I will be keeping you obviously up to date with everything as it's going on through the podcast. It would be great to know that, what your plans are. And please feel free to put those in the Facebook group. If you're not part of our Facebook group, you can find it at peteeverett.com/group. Or just search Facebook for the Marketing Development Podcast and you'll find us straight there. So I do wish you all the best for 2020. It's going to be brilliant to be together. I look forward to journeying on it with you, to supporting you, to serving you, and to seeing your businesses grow over the next 12 months and beyond, of course, and beyond. We're not just limited to this year. So that's about it for this show. If you've enjoyed this episode, I would really appreciate it if you could leave us a review on either iTunes or Spotify or whichever is your podcast platform of choice. Drop a comment in the group. Let me know if you've enjoyed this and that you're pleased with the podcast back. Please let me know if you're happy with the podcast back. Otherwise, we've already got some shows recorded. I'm delighted to get back into a release schedule. Thank you for your patience over the past few weeks. And here we go. 2020, let's bring it on.